All right, so check this out. Before I start the podcast, I want to give a special shout out to science and NASA and all of the stuff that's actually saving the fucking planet, from vaccinations to all this other shit that's going on. And shout out to science. I really want to thank science for a lot of... Here's the thing, when you have surgery, I know the first thing is, oh, thank God, but thank your doctor, thank your surgeon, thank your nurses. None of this stuff would be possible without them as well. Don't be a jerk. Be nice. But with that being said, going back to science, I want to show you something that is kind of trending online, sort of, kind of, at least with the people who are interested. I know I'm interested. It caught my eye. Has to do with the black hole. So let me show you this video before we get into what I just discovered not too long ago. Okay, that's the first video that I found, and that's pretty fucking amazing. Here's the second one, which actually terrified me, knowing what these things are and what they're capable of. Yeah. No, thank you. That's terrifying. And there's a lot of unknown, you know, and astronomers just have recently spotted a black hole on the move. And these are supermassive black holes that generally stay put. They don't go anywhere. But what do? They suck everything in that comes their way. And yeah, they suck everything in that comes away. And, you know, I don't know anything about this. So that's why I always have experts on the podcast. And, you know, thank you, science, for having these great, awesome people on this earth. And, you know, I want to thank, you know, Dan Ochoa, who is actually a ass trollologist. And thank you very much, Dan. And that's his newly formed N9500 mask to prevent everything from COVID to Ebola. That's an amazing invention.
No. This is my black hole simulation mask.
That is incredible. And yeah. Of course, formerly known as Dr. Stefan Bowman, he is now a world-renowned Fapologist.
Fapologist. Oh.
Fapologist.
I've been married for 13 years. I wouldn't know anything about that.
It is incredible. It is incredible. And I really want to thank the both of you for doing the scientifical thing. It's scientifical things are incredible, especially when it comes to black hole simulators, as cool. The one that Dan has.
That's one.
Yes.
And
this is a black simulator.
Moses said close encounters of the fifth kind. That is incredible. Yes. Close encounters of the fifth kind. Yes. Fifth.
Yes.
Look at 1, 2, 4, 5, 6. Six. Even though he said fifth.
Fifths. It's close encounters of the fifth hand.
Exactly. So what's going on in that black hole simulator, Dan? I mean, obviously, please describe it. Is it similar to
he's in one, bro. Is it
similar to a Vegas blackout on Memorial Day weekend?
No, it opens to an intergalactic glory hole, and I don't want to do that again. My mouth is sore.
It made my butthole go.
That's the scary thing about a black hole. Is you don't know what's on the other side, and it may like be a Titan with braces.
That's very, very mysterious, because these things, as I stated, they suck in everything that comes their way. And that's
sounds like something, man. My dad said about my mom when they got divorced. She just sucks everything away. Everything.
I hate to scare you, but I actually tried to create a black hole in my home. Oh, you wow. See, as you know, every time you go to Taco Bell, they give you way too many fucking hot sauce packets. So I had a drawer.
The Diablo.
Yeah, and I like it, but I can never eat that much. Like, you don't need to give 50 per taco.
But I don't know, bro.
One taco.
You might need 50. 25 per taco.
But, you know, you fill up a kitchen drawer. Yes, it can. It can be very hairy. Especially if I make the tacos myself. They get in there. My kids hate it.
Their tacos are amazing, Dan.
They're like, hey, Dad, is this one? Oh, good. I'm glad that your beard is longer now. We can differentiate which curly ones are which.
Dan, do you prefer a corn hairy taco or a flour hairy taco?
Oh, I'm into a flour because I'm a white bourbon boy. I can't do the corn. You know what though?
Hey, don't knock on flour, man.
What about a gordita?
Don't threaten me with a good time, man. Seriously.
If you go to Fat Burrito over here in Rancho, you know, they do the fried corn taco where it goes and it puffs up.
Oh, you mean the one that makes my heart have palpitations? Somebody help me call an ambulance. Man. I'm going to have a heart attack.
I can polish those. They have an awesome burrito too. Like do with their meat. Yeah, something they do with their meat is just beautimous.
I can tell you what you want to know what they do with the meat then? They rub it against their meat. Okay. Gives it extra flavor.
Like that.
My wife only cares about like what's in a bean and cheese burrito. She's like, if they have good beans, I like that place. It's like, ooh. Okay.
But if here's the thing about beans is depends on how they make it, because I don't know about you guys, but for the longest time I couldn't stomach the refried ones for a long time.
No, those are my
favorite. They were using the red box lard
yeah, that's
called cool. With a big ass manteca on the thing, and that's the worst one for your stomach, man.
Yeah, if you have cholesterol issues like I do, you can't eat that shit. It fucks you up.
No, me too, man. I can't do that. I mean,
that's yeah, that does suck. Why did they do that, Rick?
That was the best one, right?
Well, you heard they were trying to get rid of the Mexican pizza too, man.
No, they should not, dude.
And then people
are welcome.
Well, if they tried to get rid of the crunch wrap, I would have to go on a killing spree at the Taco Bell headquarters. Wait, are we live?
Did I say that out loud? Oh my god.
We can cut that out. Don't worry about it.
Let me hit the edit button.
Let me ask you, so-called experts, what exactly are these black holes, man?
Okay, see, so what it is, right? You pay for two for $6.50, right? And you head out to Vegas, right? You get in the hotel, you dim down the lights, right? You have a little drink, a little smoke, right? The lights are out. You don't know what's going on, right? And then she pull down the panties and you look at the asshole. Oh, shit. The shit's tore up, bro. She's got ass curtains.
Oh,
ass curtains.
Oh, yo. Shit. Ass curtains.
Yeah, and a slight pink sock. What you think about that, man?
Oh, I've also heard that they refer to... steak drapes. Some steak.
Donald, by the way, they take Venmo.
Who does?
Maybe Apple Pay. Who knows? Unless they have Androids. We call them thoughts. Wow. Okay. Okay.
Like, hey, she got the pink sock. Okay. She got the pink sock. Oh, okay.
The pink sock has got to be pink.
I think that
it's purple. Since
it's Women's Month. We need to celebrate some thoughts.
Absolutely.
Those heroes over there.
Yes. Don't knock on the thought, man.
Don't knock on the thoughts. They changed history. Those heroes over there have done
something. You got to have positive thoughts.
Absolutely.
Positive thoughts.
And you know what's interesting is I look at, for example, We are so like light years behind, like, for example, like Switzerland, Sweden, even Germany. I mean, for crying out loud, they have fucking red light districts that are regulated.
Oh, no, my wife, I know she's heard me say this, and maybe she's kind of 50-50 now, but I know she's not 100% for it. I'm for, well, you have to have these. He's like, I'm surprised. No, legal prostitution should be legal.
Yeah.
It should be. As long as they're getting AIDS checks, as long as there's you have people there to protect the women, and as long as they every now and then get it checked to make sure that it's consensual and they're paid a fair wage and it's taxed and it's clean. I'm fine with
that. That'd be a horrible job though. You open the door, is this cool? Yeah, it is. Is this awesome in here? All right, cool.
Well, honey, I'm baking yeast over here. I'm baking yeast.
Oh my god, the Kawila. There's stories about the Kawila. There's Adelitas, there's Hong Kong's.
I have a friend.
Not very.
A lot of guys that look like me go down there.
I have a friend who got drunk. I don't know if it was Tijuana. I'm not sure where it was, but I know it was in Mexico, and they were at a bar that was attached to a brothel. Maybe it was both. I don't know. He was drunk. And he said that the supposed lady, right? Because he wanted to eat the veg, right? Would not turn around. Told him he could only do anal sex.
No. Wait. He said he wanted to do that to someone you're paying. He's a generous tipper. I'm telling you.
So that's but then he found out it was a lady boy. He did not know. Because he drank
too much.
So I'm gonna all say that whorehouses and liquor do not mix, right? Because then right there and then you're gonna hear the crying game. That's all I gotta say, right? You're gonna hear the crying
game. That's a he bitch. Damn. That's what you call it.
Okay. Nobody remembers Ace Ventura. Look, he's in the shower.
Einhorn is finkle.
It's
the laces
were out. The laces were out.
Look at Brett. Me and the 5 foot Viking with Patrell shout out are watching yo ass on my 70-inch right now, motherfucker. Damn. They got that set. Dude, they got us beat, Dan. I got a 65, and Dan got a, what you get there?
Like I got a 65, but let's talk about hookups and stuff.
I'm going to tell you what. You guys got some murder cases. 70 inches, man. You hurting some bitches, all right?
Fuck, yeah. Okay, so that brings me to, I was browsing through the interwebs and shit like that, and this topic that we're talking about
legal prostitution,
women that want to be men that want to be women. Crazy. It's all good,
Wait, he's watching this on a 70 inch.
He's like, I'm sorry,
you're gloating about having an experience. I just realized you're watching this.
No, let me show you guys this video and give me your thoughts on it real quick.
It is transphobic to not date transgender women.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yes, it does.
So you as a gay person can like whoever you want, but me as a straight man, I gotta like who you tell me to like.
What you're saying sounds really transphobic. So if you don't that like transgender, just say so. You hate
on a show and definitely wasn't our best episode. It's not. This is another podcast to do. It's not the one that we normally do. Not this one or the other one. The third one. It's another one. That
not this one or the other one.
But so no,
nothing is better in the category.
I was on a podcast, we're supposed to be talking about movies, and it gets right into why men need to accept trans women into all women's sports or vice versa. I'm for equal treatment. I'm not going to say I'm not. I am. But if you're telling me that a dude that becomes a woman who's ripped as fuck, dude, enters a weightlifting competition and doesn't have an advantage, that's a crock of shit.
Right. Totally. And it's been subjective for so long, Dan. You know this, man.
No, I know that, but I also know the argument that the doctors that are talking about it go, so usually there are certain requirements. You can't just the next day jump in and do it. You have to actually be under a year of hormone treatment.
Yes.
And the hormone treatment is supposed to change bone density and change certain parts about you that make you more
feminine.
Well, yeah, it makes you more feminine, but it also it's supposed, according to many doctors, it makes it so there's no difference between you and them. I understand that.
Okay.
And there's that. And then there's also, okay, well, why don't we try that? And let's watch if every time they're kicking ass. Like I'm a totally into equal stuff, but if every time they're kicking ass, something's there. And then let's say, okay, can we see what's there then? Are we allowed to explore what's there? Or are we going to be assholes for saying, do you see that? Like, it's just, if it happens, it's like, dude, did you see that? Yeah, it well, see, that's the thing, is that I'm not going to, you know, like I'm not going to call a transgender person that wants to be called her a dude, but I'm just saying, whatever evidence shows, you've got to follow that no matter if it fits your worldview.
No, the science is there.
Of course. Well, Brett brings up a good point, because this is actually a very big focus for a while. And, especially on the Joe Rogan Experience, there was this gentleman, I forgot his, well, her, I'm going to say her now, because her name is Fallon Fox. She's a professional women's MMA fighter, you know, trans woman, but she was beating the lights out of these chicks, man. Like, but here's the unfair part. Okay. You need to disclose that you're trans if you're doing that. If you're in a combat sport, especially, reason being is because there's always going to be that slight biological advantage.
Even if it's a little, it still matters, man. Even if it's
yes. And then look, by all means, I'm not fucking throwing shade at this particular community, because they know how I am. But still, like, and when it comes to physical violence, that's where, you know, okay, I have a very different opinion, because don't get me wrong, I've seen girls beat the shit out of dudes.
Oh, yeah.
Tenfold. But this is different. Like, if you make the transition and you want, say for example, look at me. If I want to be a woman, you know, make the transition, and I want to get into, I don't know, fucking women's league in jiu-jitsu, whatever. Chances are, maybe I might have advantage, but maybe not. Now, rewind this about 20 years ago. I make the transition. I start training as a man, and I make the transition into women's MMA because I'm getting my ass kicked in men's MMA. Don't you think that's a little unfair? And I didn't disclose it. Like, I just came out of the woodwork.
Well, that's where I think they should let the ladies vote. They should let the ladies vote if they want, or they're okay with that being in their sport. I think. That's just my.
That's a huge bitch.
I'm all for fair and equal, all that stuff. Across the board, I'm for it. I'm not against anybody not being able to participate. My thing is like you said, you should disclose it. And those who are running in it, if it's like 50 other fighters and they're all women, they should ask them. You guys have to vote and take a vote if you're okay with this.
Yeah.
Right. I think it has to be better.
Democratic at the same time. At some point, you know,
because if they feel uncomfortable, they're the ones that have to fight this individual. Exactly. And they're the ones that I have to also, you know, deal with that extra maybe punch power.
Yeah. If they come up later and they go, can you look at this? Then address it. You know, like they're like, oh, you know, it's like, okay, no, it's cool. Come on in.
That's fucked up.
That was different.
Exactly.
By the way, I'm such an equalitarian. I want to open up all of UFC to all sexes. I want Street Fighter style.
Wow. Like Chun Li versus Ken and Ryu. Well, as you can clearly see, I mean, if you're familiar with the great Amanda Nunes from Brazil, she's a fucking powerhouse. I will be terrified to run into her in a fucking dark alley. That's
my down shoe. Yeah,
look at
and like fuck Nunez your
will fuck me. Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah, dude, it was
the lady at the video store fucked me up, and she doesn't even work there anymore. They've been out of business for 3 years. She just switches in the corner and goes, "We don't have Home Alone 3 yet." No.
Now here's the thing is when it comes to like the transphobia and the homophobia, I mean, I never really got that because for crying out loud, I grew up in LA. For me, it's been a norm, man. I've seen it my whole life. And get this, I've had a lot of trans friends that are fucking cool that can drink me under the table any fucking day, which is not always a good idea because vomit comes out, you know. And then I skip out on tabs. You don't ever want to do that. Then you come back to the body like, hey, you know you owe me $110, motherfucker.
I'm gonna use the bathroom. I'll be right back.
It's like for, I mean, and Dan knows the area. It's, you know, it's Santa Monica, Highland, Las Palmas, that where the old arena used to be with DJ Irene and that whole scene. And yeah, right. I mean, fuck, man. It's even for me as a straight dude, I go out to hang out in those fucking places because it was different, it was fun. And for crying out loud, like you being in a rock band for so long, you guys know, you know, promotion doesn't, you know, promoting your band, there's no discrimination. You're trying to get as many fucking people interested.
Oh no, yeah, you just want to promote
as much as possible. And that's the universal language too. It's been music because I was a big fan of that, you know, that deep house scene. I don't know if you remember, Dan. You remember? And everyone had the bald head with the fish bangs, remember?
Yeah. And
they would aquanet it flat.
You know what Dan's I used like, to do? Yes. You know what I used to do when I went there? Is I used to go in a trench coat.
Ooh, you were a flasher.
No.
All right. Look at my penis! Look at it!
We used to go with me and two of my other friends, like we were three babies in a trench coat, and then we'd look for people doing acid and just go over them.
Shit, I used to work.
We'd always have to argue about who gets to be the head because they get to see everything happen, and it's the funniest part. Like, he's like, oh, dude! No, Slender Dude is here.
Is this pre-Matrix or post-Matrix movie? Because for me, trench coats became a thing when Matrix came out.
Well, I was wearing a thing.
Never mind. I'm not doing that joke.
I was wearing a trench coat before Columbine. Before Columbine, really? I was wearing a trench coat. Oh, yeah.
No, I think the trench coat came from, is it typo negative kind of?
I don't know, but.
No, it's Lemmy. No? Lemmy was wearing trench coats around Europe before most people, but he was also wearing a cowboy hat. Right. And it was pretty, he had an interesting style. And like Slash was like, I like that. I'm going to dress like him a little bit, but no shirt. And
because trench coats are made kind of like for like, you know, really cold settings like the UK.
I just wore it even on the hottest day, bro. It got to a point even the gangbangers were like, hey, streaker.
Yeah,
they call me streaker. Really? Yeah, if it wasn't
let me see your palomita.
If it wasn't Satanás, I was called streaker. What's up, streaker? And then I fucking open the jacket and be like that.
Oh shit!
Red Dead, of course. No, fuck yeah, typo negative. One of the best bands ever. Rest in peace, Peter Steele.
Awesome. Man, that guy was a stud, man.
That's a porno name, dude. Peter Steele.
Man.
Screw the stud part. Remember his fucking music was the coolest part. Yeah, look at him look at that thing. I don't know.
He came out in Jerry Springer. Do you remember that?
He was on the Jerry Springer show.
What?
Yeah, he was one of the top re-requested like reprints of the like rock star of like their special things in Playgirl. Like but like, yeah, chicks dug him and stuff. But the thing is like, you go back and just listen to the music and you're like, dude, nobody wrote anything like this shit. Nothing like it. And nothing like it since.
He went by Dick Steele.
That was his porn name.
Are you both aware that Rammstein filled a porno for a video?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's one of my favorite metal bands of all time too, man, because
that was nuts.
I don't know what is it about them in general. I mean, everyone's like, oh, it's because they're German. I'm like, no, man, because they dared to be fucking extreme. And, you know, they had a niche for catching your attention even before they came in 1998 on the Family Values tour with Korn. And I guess, I don't know how Korn discovered them to get on that bill, but they were the best act on that whole bill. I mean, they gave every group there a run for their money. I mean, Korn, of course, they had their own assembly. But when I saw them and everyone was in shock watching them going, what the fuck is this?
Du hast.
And I was like,
Du hast.
I'm like, I got to learn these words, these German words, because he sounded manly and he sang real good. Like, where the CD at? They're like, you say CD nowadays. And speaking of CDs, I found another video.
Wait, you're going to say CDs.
CDs nuts. Got him.
I'm sure both of you can relate to this one. And you tell me what's your reaction to this.
Road trip, would that be like?
Yeah, she's getting down, man.
Disrespect your surroundings.
No, the three of us are dads. Do you guys play this shit in the car like I do?
What, play metal?
Every now and then.
Fuck yeah, man.
So yeah, like I'll play, like if I play Cannibal Corpse though, I gotta like play it through my phone through YouTube and, you know, not be driving, but be the passenger and play it, because I'm not going to put it like on Pandora so they could see the names of the songs. Like, oh,
I come blood, where's that broken glass,
stripped, raped, and strangled, yeah. Like, you know, but like, or if you're listening, dude, if anyone wants to see one of the most extreme, like most extreme death metal bands with some of the most extreme goofy videos, there's a band, shit you not, called Infant Annihilator. They are
Infant Annihilator, like, really.
The sound quality is ridiculous. It's like they use the heavy disjunct sound quality and, like, you know, 8-string guitars, and the vocals are out of this world. Like, just what the hell is going on?
That's just the same as corridos.
What's corridos?
Corridos are basically
corridos.
They're basically like the metal and death of Mexican music, because it's deep, it's like fucking Metalachi? Dark. The lyrics are but Metalachi is more like a hybrid.
And it's not like mariachi, because they don't say corazón as much.
Mi corazón.
Exactly. They say you know pistolas. They say, you know, cocaína. They
are
say
we talking about brujería or asesino?
Oh, then that's some shit.
Okay, now, man,
that's the stuff that I grew up listening to, because Dino.
We opened up for them at the Galaxy Theater in Santa Monica.
Oh man, good Asesino. Times, man.
And I got that mixed up with another one. Yeah,
yeah, he's a sweet dude. It was cool.
Oh yeah. I mean, I hate the drama that happened with them and Fear Factory, but that's something I wanted to get on him on the podcast. I know he's a busy guy, but when I asked him, he was going through that really bad divorce. So I was like,
there ain't no music shows going on. If you plan to get any like big time music people, now is the time. What are they doing?
Yeah. I mean, Dino was one of them. Logan Mater, formerly of Soulfly.
Oh, he does mastering. Remember him nowadays?
Yeah, he's a great fucking engineer. I remember,
damn good.
A long time ago, he wanted to track one of the bands I played in, and back then, that's when demos were pretty damn affordable, man. And I remember it was either go to Logan Mater or this guy in Riverside named Dan Ochoa.
Oh, that fuck that guy.
I remember
it was one of those, man, and it's like,
don't endorse him. He's a prick.
Rick said, "Con cuernos de chivos, bazookas y lanzas granadas." So, translation: with devil horns, fucking rocket launchers, and grenades.
Yep.
That's the kind of shit. I mean, I mean, and you know, it's corridos is also, they're basically ballads for the cartel, Stefan. Like, I don't know if you've heard of Los Zetas, the very fucking brutal cartels that would chop people's heads off and hang them on the fucking overpass. Yeah,
they hang them off the freeway with no head.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and that music is basically cheerleading for that type of shit. Same thing with death metal. It's like, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah, I think it was a. Yeah, Metal Dan's a puta. A puta. I said it that way. That's okay, Nick. You're my little pinche maricon. Is that not allowed anymore? Oh shit, I forgot.
Well, I mean,
you know, I was raised in the '90s. That's canceled, the thing we
knew. I mean, a lot of believe it or not, a lot of the shit that I grew up in, especially when my first couple of trips to Mexico, the shit I learned there, it's like if I ever wanted to teach someone Spanish, I would teach them those fucking those words first, because they were the best words to learn, because you learn how to insult people from day one. And you learn how to greet people with very simple words. And same thing, you know what, my Japanese buddies were the same fucking way, because these guys were all like, not yakuza, but like, you know, little wannabes and shit. And they showed me some crazy stuff, and I'm just like, what the fuck is this? And they're like, I don't even know. And then my Vietnamese buddies are doing the same thing. Well, those guys are crazy though, man.
Oh yeah, some of the Asian gangs are nuts, dude.
Heineken is their choice of beer, by the way. If you ever run into one of the Vietnamese guys, they give Heineken, right? A bottle of Heineken. They put a straw in it, right? And they bend the straw and they just boom, down it.
Blasphemous.
And I tried it. I'm like, oh, wow, science. Yeah, this is great. This is great.
Do it with the stout. It's fun. Like,
no.
I thought you were going to say they take a straw and the bottle and they shove it in their dick hole.
Fuck. Like a Capri Sun?
Yeah. You're like, Heineken
catheter. Stop it. You're going to poke out the back of the bag.
Oh, Lord. Heineken catheter, bro.
Oh Lord.
Jesus.
All right. I got another one for you.
Drive everyone away. Now we're down to zero viewers. What the fuck, guys?
No, that was the last time when we had the picture of the vagina, remember?
Vagina.
All right, I got another one for you. Let me know your thoughts on this one.
Is this the one with my mom in it?
Here we go.
In Russia, we don't say, we don't like our government and we want it to be changed. Instead, we say, we don't like our...
That was awesome. That was fucking awesome, dude. So awesome.
So they're like, Reddit keeps doing these memes about the Chinese government, and they're like, the Chinese government is bad, and then it shows the next like the next screen and the person's just gone.
Oh, that was awesome.
Man,
let me ask you. I think a little pee-pee came out. It's not a lot, just a little
pee-pee. Oh man, dude. What the fuck? You can't say, was it Pussy Riot that was protesting for a long time, and they basically got fucking, they were like starved to death or some shit in a prison cell, or I don't know, man. Russians terrify me, man, especially the Dagestanians, man. Those guys are fucking wild. Like, I see guys that come out of there, like, for example, this guy Khabib, you know, undefeated UFC fighter. That's just one of many. And I'm like,
Ed. What scares you about people like me, huh?
What about Ivan Drago?
What is it?
Ivan Drago.
I mean, you don't have to answer quick, but I don't have much time. And if you keep me for long, I might not be as happy.
You would like Don when he's not happy.
So make sure your next plans are not stupid, or I may be enraged.
Jesus, look at Nick said, y'all ever see when Pussy Riot had Russian police beat the shit out of them in public? What the fuck?
Wow, that's crazy.
Oh my God. They've kept fighting on. They have fighting spirit. That is. Those are some Pussy Rioters that can take a beating.
That is nuts, though, man. Like, I don't, man. That's the thing. Russia's still considered communist, right? Is that correct?
Putinist.
Yeah,
Putinist.
Putinist. Okay.
So it'll call kind it of funny because like there's all these people that go communism doesn't work. Yeah, it has actually never really worked. Like what they have in Russia is there's an oligarchy of a bunch of rich fucks, but the difference between them and America is they're not hiding it. They're just like, you know, fuck you, I'll kill you in the street. Like they just do it. Our oligarchs just make you hang in a, you know, your two guards go.
I think we're kind of seeing it here though, a lot more than used to be.
Yeah, maybe, but maybe.
Man,
because I know Mr. Bezos with this Amazon facility near my place that they just built. He has an agreement with every city he moves to if they want to bring the jobs, right? He pays no taxes of any kind at all. Yeah, that's a part of the deal he makes with the city or state that he's going to build said package factory. Yeah, I'll build it here. I'll give you 600 or 1,000 jobs, but we ain't paying no taxes.
No one like Putin's billion-dollar mansion. Yeah, he built himself a mansion, and then he's like, I think I am going to retire with my...
close to becoming Trumpist. Wow.
Hey, man, in Russia, they don't call him penis. They call him Poonists. Poonists.
Wow. Right?
Yeah, so there's Poonani and Poonists.
People have a tattoo of Putin in on their penis, on their butt cheeks.
That's right.
Wow. All right, here's another
Russia right
one.
On their butthole, dude. It says Russia right on their butthole, and they take a shit.
Wow, on their butthole. Speaking of metal band in Russia, ever hear of Slaughter to Prevail? Gnarly shit, too. Yes, I actually have, and that's pretty fucking amazing. Here's another one that only people of... This is millennials, but I mean, there's a cross between Generation X, millennials, and what are called Xenials. But anyone born, I don't know, 75 through 83, 82 can relate to this one. Check this one out.
All right, this video is for millennials. So if you're not a millennial, you're probably not going to get exactly what I'm talking about, like at all. All right. So now that the non-millennials are not on here, let's get straight to it. You knew exactly when this show came on that it was time to go to bed. Like, you were not staying up. Like, this was like the curtain call. You feel me? Play it.
My dad loved that show, bro. My dad put that shit on. Guess what I did? I fucking went to bed. My God. I fucking fell asleep. He's like, hey, Stefan, isn't this a great show? No! No! Right? That show gives you dark
looks. That's how you knew it was time to go to bed. It was time to go to bed.
They were still playing that late at night when my wife and I were dating in our 20s. And I used to look at her and go, you hear that? It's MASH. Let's MASH. Let's
MASH.
Smash to MASH.
Oh, it's that episode where that guy gets killed. This is tough.
Anyway,
it was based on the Korean War, correct?
I think it was the Korean War or the War at Universal Studios.
The War at Universal Studios. Wow. Yeah.
No, they did.
Ray said it would scare me to sleep. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, you're not alone on that one. It's shit.
So here's the thing about that. Like, Klinger, his whole thing is he kept wearing dresses. They never kicked him out. At some point, he just liked wearing the dresses. You know that, right? Like, at some point, like, it's obvious we're not going to kick you out for wearing the dresses and anything. He just liked it because he realized that he had the face of a grandmother at the age of 20.
That was just one of those shows that my dad just kept talking about over and over. You know, I remember even the first time he tried to get me to watch it, man. God, so fucking boring.
It just has a lot of dialogue that, you know, now maybe as adults we'll comprehend a little bit more. But back then, I did not understand what was going on. I knew it was based on a war. But my concept of war back then was like, I don't know, like Contra. For Nintendo Entertainment.
The military had weapons that shot bullets and breeze and somehow passed through cliffs, but killed bad guys.
I mean, you know, I saw that
in Star Wars. That was my concept of.
Yeah, I saw films like Hamburger Hill and Full Metal Jacket and all this stuff when I was younger, and those were good movies. I didn't hate those, and then that shit came out. I was like,
What is this shit?
I watch Conan the Barbarian.
Okay, Conan on that note, that's Conan one of my favorite things that they took out of Universal Studios Hollywood.
Hell
was
yeah.
The Conan show. That was one of my favorite.
Yeah, fuck you guys for doing that.
Yeah, one of my favorite fucking things. It had the waterfall, the fucking jewels. He had a big fucking sword.
They it climbed was a big down snake. The
fucking... Yeah, dude. Oh.
Lasers. Tink and tink and tink. That's right.
Lots of tink. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Tink.
I really miss King Kong. You know, and
oh, you don't like the new one,
the earthquake one. You know, they
earthquake one's still there.
Charlie. Earthquake one is still there.
Yeah, still there.
Is it? I've only been to Universal Studios just last what before the pandemic started.
Earthquake,
and that's when they were already there. Construction. They were they're already in construction for Super Nintendo World.
Yep.
And I got pretty excited about that. So.
Oh yeah.
Well, they also have a Fast and Furious thing now.
Yeah, that was okay.
And can you guys tell me, I only saw the first one. When did Fast and Furious become this campy, goofy movie thing that like big stars want to be a part of?
Well, you're going to hate the last entry. They're saying it's going to space.
What, like Hobbs and Shaw?
It's going to space.
Because like, I like Jason Statham. Really? I like The Rock. It's just like, what the hell is going on? If you haven't been there, Ed, when you go into the, it's another one of those ones where it's just a simulator all around. They did it pretty good, but if you look too far to the side, everybody's head goes warm, warm, warm. So don't do that. So just watch to the side, right?
It's on the train, right?
But like, they're showing like these like things, and they go, these are like some of the cars from some of the other movies. And I go, why are these all look like G.I. Joe or MASH toys? Are you serious? Did they jump the fucking shark on the military concept? These were supposed to be people like, you know, Mustangs and stuff. And now it's like, oh, get the Jeep that has the cannon on the back. Yeah, because the rock.
Yeah. America. Fuck yeah.
Wow, I have to see this with my own eyes because the time I went, I only got to hang out with Optimus Prime and Megatron, and I didn't know they had a ride for that too, and I didn't get on it because
you must find
awesome, man.
The Allspark.
Hello, Dad.
You there?
What?
You cannot pass this area.
No, I was doing it better the other night, so I'm not going to try anymore.
And fucking Optimus Prime called me out saying that I was being all cool with fucking Megatron. So he embarrassed me in front of everybody. I didn't appreciate that. Ooh. I'm like, you want to try me, bitch?
Did he transform?
WD-40 on your ass.
Did he transform?
Oh, no, that'll just help him.
Was he a transformer?
You know,
transformer.
And I was doing some white people shit and trying to relate to my kids.
You're wow.
And okay. I gotta leave time for people to get that one. I'm sorry. That's I don't know if that crossed boundaries, but I made up a transformer character just so that whenever I see it, my daughter will look out the corner of her eye like, "Shut the fuck up, Dad." And I call this transformer
Yeetimus Prime.
Yeetimus Prime?
Yeah, Yeetimus Prime. Because you know the
Yeetimus. I'm like,
it's a Jewish transformer. Okay.
No, like yeet means to like kick something or throw something out, right? Like, so they're like, so there's my daughter's always like, you know, like when she throws something, yeet or something like this, it's like, all right, fine. So she comes around and goes,
I am Yeetimus Prime. Show me your leader on this planet.
Well, I have a very good scientific question. Okay.
Oh.
I have to ask you scientists. So transformers. Do they both have a penis and a vagina?
No, they have a transmission. See, that had nothing to do with
it. It has both. It has both. Okay.
Wow.
So that's called science.
Well, if you think about a combustion engine.
What is Whip Patrol trying to get me to say? Oh, he's trying to do my Samuel Jackson impression. Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell. Juice, that was a good one.
Snakes on a motherfucking plane.
ate me. A fucking shark ate me. I was looking for some nuts and bolts to come up and finish a project at home. Oh. Hermy Robots.
What are you talking about?
You're talking about the Transformer, weren't you?
Oh, Hermie
the robot. Transformer, the Transformer thing that you were just talking about right now.
I don't know.
What was you saying?
Transformers and, yes. And the Transformers, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I get it. I get it. Hermie, not like Herbie, that freaking car from the Disney movies that sucked.
You mean like Christine?
You realize how much those fucking movies suck. You go back and watch, you're like, this is a piece of shit movie. God damn it,
Dick Van Dyke. It's a kid's movie, bro.
I hate this one.
The kids, this car's not meant.
Say what again, motherfucker? I dare you. Say it again.
So one of my favorite things that I would do. Wow. We used to live in Glendora. We used to take a walk, and we'd always pass this place called Morgan Ranch, and I would walk by. My wife would look at
Morgan Ranch,
like stop, and yeah. I'd go Morgan Freeman Ranch, and she'd be like, stop it. You, what you need? Have you ever had a salad that was really, really good? What you need on it is some Morgan Freeman Ranch.
That's right.
Not the best Morgan Freeman, but I just love the idea of him like having his own salad dressing. He's like, Kenny Rogers ain't got shit on. I have Morgan Freeman Ranch. And I've ruined the voice now, really. Like, yeah, I turned it. It's like, you know, it all turns back to white. I can't go.
All right. So I got one last one for you guys to react to. This was actually pretty fucking funny.
It's a dick pic.
I'll show you my all spark.
Check this
one out. Okay, guys, if you're here to get laid, just form a line. We'll see who gets in. Yo, what's up? I'm guys over 6 feet tall. Guys over 6 feet. I thought we've already been over this. You guys don't need to ask. There's girls waiting for you. Just go right ahead.
Perfect.
Next up. Hi, I'm athletes with no personality. Athletes with no personality. You guys can go right ahead. Just make sure you don't lose your scholarship. Of course, bro. I barely take steroids. Who's next?
Hi, I'm Quiet Sad Boys.
Sad Quiet Boys, we've got a special selection of girls with emotional problems waiting for you. You can go right ahead. You're going to be just terrible for them.
Okay, perfect.
Who's next? Sup, bro? I'm Saturdays Are For The Boys. Saturdays Are For The Boys, guys. Yeah, I don't have you here. Bro, you mean I'm not going to get laid? Well, it is Saturday, so maybe the boys can help you get laid. Bro, follow for part two.
Saturdays For The Boys do not, they have no play, man. They have no
play. That's not true. They get the girls that hang out with the boys. Like okay, if that happens, just, you know, start smoking pot with your group of boys. Like, they will show up. Like, no, seriously. Like, if you think about back in the day, like anything, even now, like, I think if you're the place where it's okay to, you know, go do that, there's going to be some girls that show up. It's like, oh no, it's guys that drink and then get violent and throw up on each other. That the girls aren't coming around. I don't understand. It's like, yeah. Like, why don't you try Blaze and they'll show up.
Blaze, order a pizza, toss some salads. Right, boys? Right?
Toss some salads. Wow.
No, yeah, human centipedes.
No human centipedes. Just be in the front. You'll be okay.
Yeah.
So what do you like doing on Wednesdays? You know, tossing salads, you know, just kind of break some bread, you know, have my friends over. We're going to play some Nintendo Switch. And then we're going to do the Switch. Mm.
Let me show you my all-spark.
Yeah.
Wow.
I am Dan Ochoa, and I have a beard full of Diablo sauce.
Yeah. Watch me make a black hole because I'm sick of it. I bought myself this kit to make a giant Hadron collider.
Is a black hole?
This is just a coffee table from IKEA. Wrong set.
Wow.
Is a black hole kind of like when you get diarrhea and you hit the toilet and you got to flush and the shit sucks it down? Is that what it is?
You know what? That's exactly what I do. I tie my bowls.
You ever have lava shit?
I make sure.
Burn your asshole? You ever have that?
Yeah,
I like hate a trip to Hawaii but with the volcano. Yeah. It's out your ass.
Dude, if you eat Nick's Craft Crew sauce, like eat a bunch of that on a taco, it's good going down. Coming out, it's
Nick's Craft Crew sauce? He has his own sauce?
Oh, he doesn't make like a consistent sauce, but whatever sauce he makes is freaking awesome. Like it's consistently good.
Oh my God.
But it's his dad and him will... grow peppers, and then they make the sauce out of their own peppers. And dude, his one that had the
it'll make your asshole bleed.
And tell me what this was again. The it had the Trinidad scorpions in it, the Ooh. Ghost peppers, chocolate habanero, and one other one, the Carolina Reaper. He made a sauce out of all those four. No. So like he's done it. He's done it so good that like he doesn't make it where you hiccup. He doesn't make it where you hiccup. Like he makes it where you taste it. It's hot as hell and it's good. 60 taco sauces for each taco. Yes. Hell yes.
Yeah, you don't need 60 with this shit. You just need a spoonful. And your asshole will be screaming.
I want my taco to swim in that shit. Like where's your taco? I don't know. It's sauce.
Yeah, it's buried in there somewhere.
Like, no, if you make your taco swim in mixed sauce, you are going to be bleeding out your butt. Like okay, it's some fire.
That's
a scientific question. Yes. Can I put his sauce on a hairy taco?
Oh,
you can, but she's gonna scream like hell. Yes.
And can you just slab it on like
Satan's in my vagina? Satan's.
or put it in a spritzer and just spray it.
They told me I have to swallow oysters whole.
Here, I'll ring in the bell. Oh, wait, here, real quick.
Also, by the way, I know I didn't make a banner for this, but Stefan usually fills us in on the Hollywood debauchery. And
well, you know what's going on Thursday, right?
No, you know what's going on Thursday. What's Thursday?
Zack Snyder cut of Justice League, bro. What's up?
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yes.
And right now, all the ladies in the audience, their vaginas went, they just shut. They got dry and shut.
Yeah, they're like, oh, Jared Leto's Joker. What the fuck are you talking about?
Wow.
Jared Leto. Okay, so. The buttholes went,
Jared Leto made the only bad Joker in years. Like he didn't do it, and then he tried to sabotage the film with Joaquin Phoenix. Yeah, Jared Leto.
Oh, that was a good Joker.
My So Called Life fucking sucked, Jared Leto.
But yeah, that's so this is this.
No,
this
no. You gave me a whole kind of like synopsis as to what happened with the first one.
So tomorrow night, midnight into Thursday.
Oh, who's the guy that has a giant fork ready to eat? Like, he's down for the fucking buffet.
That's a taco man.
Oh, that's Jason Momoa. No, he's going to gain a lot of weight if he uses that fork. What the fuck's going on?
If any of y'all, this is a little on, off the subject. If any of y'all have Apple TV, if not, and you have an Apple phone, most likely you might not be aware you have a deal with Apple TV for a free year. I didn't realize my daughter, we got her some Apple device.
Wait, can you live one more year longer?
You
said you get a deal for a free year.
Yeah, you're supposed to get
of HBO Max. Of HBO
not HBO Max. Apple TV.
No, Apple TV.
Wu-Tang, all right, man. Wu-Tang.
Oh, Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang for the children. Remember that?
That's right. Wu-Tang forever. So, but Apple Plus has Apple TV has a show with Jason Momoa called C. Can you look up that trailer?
Which one?
Wait.
Called C.
Okay.
And it's on Netflix. Not Netflix. Apple TV. Sorry. But if you're a fan of Jason Momoa and you have Apple TV.
Oh, you're talking about yes, I seen a little bit of this shit. Yeah.
Good.
So it's just you stare at his face for an hour and a half. Like see Jason Momoa.
No, like you can't. Really good,
dude. He's kind of like a blind Zatoichi type character.
Wait, well, if he's blind, why is it called C? That's fucking so just inappropriate.
Well, watch the trailer and you'll see.
No, yes. It's making fun of them. I can't.
All right, check this out. This is what it's all about. So
let's check this out. Open your eyes, Dan.
Oh, it's that lady.
Yes. So there's an eagle. What the fuck it is.
That bridge would suck.
Centuries
from now, yes.
Almost all humans have lost the ability to see.
Some
say sight was taken from them by God. To heal the earth,
For to heal the earth.
Remain, vision is only a myth.
Oh, damn.
But after so many years,
so fucking good.
Power of sight has returned.
What is it?
Something's different. The children, they have the ability to see.
How the hell did he know? Wow. Okay.
Power that we would call magical or evil.
We must protect them.
It's really good, dude. No bullshit.
For centuries, we feared this.
Gory as fuck.
The evil
light once almost destroyed the world.
It's really gory.
It has returned. Find the children who can see.
I think its name, the guy, the writer is Stephen M. Knight or Stephen Knight. He's got a real Peaky Blinders. I fucking love Peaky Blinders.
Okay.
Now, they will come for us.
If we kill the babies, they might leave us alone.
No.
I stand with Bubba Voss.
Man, who? What's his name?
His name is Bubba Voss.
Bubba Voss?
Yeah.
Okay.
These children are a gift. They will bring knowledge. They will begin a new world.
Yeah, okay.
We are family. We are one. And we fight as one.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Did you see?
The moment has come.
It's astonishing how the smallest moment can change an entire world.
Just to entice people to want to watch okay. it more. And this doesn't give any plot points or story away, but the main villain chick, in order for her to get like... I don't want to say whether she has them or she doesn't have them, but she requires oral sex to get in touch with whatever she considers the higher spirit so she can communicate with other people.
Well, that makes sense.
So she's like trying to
convene. Endorphins.
She's trying to convene, you know, with this higher entity, whatever it be, you know, whether she's telling the truth or she's schizophrenic. That's for you to find out by watching the show. But yeah, so she can't do that though unless she's getting eaten out. It's fucking awesome.
It's like you want this week's lotto numbers, you gotta eat my pussy right now.
Yeah, it's really she's awesome.
Like, oh, it's 5, 15, 20, 27.
27, 22.
And you're gonna go get it at the donut shop right there with the Asian cats on San Gabriel and coffee.
You know what I didn't realize when I watched that? I was not impressed by Jason Momoa's Conan the Barbarian when they redid that.
Oh, no, that one was really bad. But, he's good now for some reason.
But
Conan?
When I saw this trailer, I was like, dude, they should hit him up to do Kratos as God of War.
Oh, yeah. No, he
could, pull that off. That's a good
fitting for him, definitely. Yeah.
He has the body for it.
Yeah, and I want him to make that movie, but don't fuck it up. It's the whole reason I bought a PlayStation was God of War. So don't mess up the God of War stuff.
There is a script. There has been scripts. I met a group of guys who did this film. It was at a festival. What was it? I'm trying to remember the name of it, but it was in Long Beach. There's a kamikaze type festival, Stanley's Kamikaze Festival. And that year they did the Collector 2, which is was called the Collection. It was a sequel to the Collector horror movie. I fucking love those movies. But anyway,
Collector was amazing.
The director and the writer, Dunstan and I forget the other guy's name, but they've been working on a God of War script. Ed Grimley. They've been working on a
script. I've been writing this.
He has a triangle. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, wow. But it's simply amazing. But no, they've been working on a God of War thing for a while.
Yeah.
Entertainment wise, I just recently for $5 with the commercials, unfortunately, when I can upgrade, I will, got Paramount Plus.
Okay.
And I've been watching the new Stand, Stephen King's The New Stand. Pretty good. Oh, okay. Pretty good. Okay.
Let's see. The new Stand?
For you bird fuckers, you better check out Parrot Mount Plus. It's really a great deal. Oh, any wow, bird fuckers in the
Parrot bird Mount fuckers. Plus.
Yes.
Yes.
What's it called? What's it called, Steph? The new what?
It's called Paramount Plus.
The Stand, right?
Oh, The Stand. It's just called The Stand. Yeah. They have a new series of The Stand on there. There's a really dope show with, I think his name is Michael Chiklis. I might be saying it wrong. But it's called Coyote.
And it's Michael
It's called Chiklis. Coyote. It's called Coyotes. And it's Which really is Michael good.
Is that the one, the guy from Breaking Bad? Is that the same dude?
Michael Chiklis, he's the guy that played the Thing in the bad Fantastic Four movies.
And he was like in the Shield
or
something.
He looks so much alike because they're bald.
He's got that big bald head and he's like, he looks like his neck, he like got hit by Thanos on the top of the head. Like,
he plays, what is it? La Migra, right? La Migra? Their border patrol?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so he plays La Migra. Yeah.
Okay.
And
like a guy that's nickname is La Migra, because that's what they called me when I went to the Mexican side of Walnut.
Oh, jeez, La Migra!
I would walk down the street. No one wants to play with me and my bike. They're like La Migra running away. I'm like,
have you guys seen? Yeah, I've seen the trailer for that.
I've seen the trailer, but I've not seen it. It looks pretty deep. I need to watch it.
I think it got recognized for something. I could have sworn one of the award shows gave it something. I'm not sure which one it was.
Really?
But it got recognized for something. Yeah. So there's Coyote on there, and there's also they did a new Equalizer show, which is good, but I think as a lead actor, actress that they picked, and I love her to death, but it's just a little odd. Queen Latifah? Yeah, I don't love Queen Latifah. Bringing Down the House, what is it, the barbershop thing that she
Everything,
did?
Everything, man, she's ever
No, she's amazing. Good. But as Equalizer, though? I mean, have you seen the Denzel movies?
Exactly.
I was just like, I mean, it's good.
Equalizer, is that a movie about somebody just trying to get the sound right in their house?
Yes. How did you know, Dan?
He's trying to knock that shit out.
Yeah.
This ain't working.
Just a big 100 hertz just in this corner.
It's training day.
Like, you got to sweep out the 100 and the 150, but if it sounds too thin, you got to back it up just a little bit. There you go.
And the other reason why I got it was is because they said this year when Mission Impossible 7 and A Quiet Place 2 come out, 45 days after the release, it's going to go on Paramount Plus.
How does that work? Because it's the CBS All Access deal?
Yeah, and there's a new Dexter coming out. New Dexter, for those who are fans of Dexter. I love all of Dexter. I didn't like the last season too much, but new season of Dexter coming on there. I'm trying to remember the other. There's another show on there that's really, really good. I can't remember the name of it, but
Bob Ross's corpse gets pulled across a canvas, and let's see what it paints.
But back to the Justice League. The Justice League has gotten really good reviews so far.
Really?
But prepare yourselves if you're ready to watch it. It's a four-hour movie. Originally, they were going to do four different parts of the movie. And it was going to be an hour something, hour something, hour something, hour something. Not anymore. Now it's just a block, four-hour movie. You can do it in 2 days. You don't have to do it all at one sitting. And that's, again, starting tomorrow night into Thursday, it'll come on to HBO Max at midnight, 12:01.
It'd be funny if you go to watch it. The reason why it's 4 hours long is the middle 2 hours is just like, you know, classical music near a fireplace. Ding, 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 ding.
No, apparently there's a lot of stuff that was recolored, reanimated, redone CGI, like lots and lots of stuff. And I don't know if they expected it to be so good. Did anyone see?
I've seen the trailers for it. I seen it. It's a must see. It's fucking incredible.
I heard it was good, but I heard that the plot, it needed a little bit better writing. There's some holes in the movie or something.
There is, but for what?
Where Shia LaBeouf steals the whole show.
Yes, he does, and I won't spoil it. But you got to watch it. For what the story entailed. It's perfect, and they should make a sequel that kind of leaves it with that. It's one of those, the best type of,
I agree, Rick.
Style of film. The best style I can think of is, like, for example, End of Watch. Have you ever watched End of Watch?
I like that one. That one I did like. It's just great. Like, there's only a few people online where I watch their, like, you know, streaming reviews of film. I used to watch a lot more, but there's only a few I trust, and every single one was just hating on that movie. And I was just like, oh, Really? I do want to see it though. I do want to see it. It was okay, but Shia was gang. Was he?
Was it? Was a little okay, funny. But Shia as a gangster was a little funny since my kid grew up on
even
shit Stevens. Like even Steve. No, but he was.
Shia LaBeouf showed us his holes early on too.
Oh, George Texas Lopez is always great. George Lopez is always great. I love George.
Here's the thing is. You know, for a minute there, he was getting some kind of backlash, but, and I'm like, wait a minute, you guys forget where he's from. He's from Northeast LA. Like, he's from the Highland Park, Echo Park, Silver Lake area. It's like, same with Leo DiCaprio. It's like, it's back to this cancel culture thing. It's like, I'm having a tough time with it. I'm just like, yeah, Dr. Seuss, okay, got it. Let me
supposed read that. Books cool. that were never released,
but is it is true that yeah. Dr. Seuss, though, like no government came in, the company itself said, we don't want to do these anymore, we don't like these things. And it's funny because the people that are most mad are mostly conservatives who say, well, you know, private businesses have the right to do whatever they want, so a private business did right. what it wanted, and they're like, wait a minute, not when we disagree, and it's like. I don't know. Well, didn't I Disney have some do the of those same books, thing? So I'm going to be eBaying them to all you conservatives. I start the bidding at $50,000. What for Hop didn't, on Pop? I've got that one.
Didn't
buddy.
Disney did the same shit, didn't they? Disney did the same shit.
So they're not showing Song of the South on Disney Plus, and they're getting rid of the Song of the South part of Splash Mountain, right. and. You know, this is the interesting thing. So I grew up watching all these cartoons because when Cartoon Network came out, they had to do like 3-hour blocks, just cartoons. So they threw every one of the Looney Tunes in, even stuff from the World War II telling you to buy, you know, bonds and shit like that. So you saw these characters.
I remember that.
You see the old cartoons. You could tell they were old cartoons as a kid if you weren't fucking stupid. And you would see these characters with, you know, these racist caricatures of people from other places, the Chinese man with the, you know, the hat and the, you know, obvious blackface stuff. By the way, that not blackface, nobody complained tomorrow.
it's
black hole face. It's totally different. that was the joke I forgot to tell at the beginning. Anyways, But as a kid, I saw that. Then you saw the newer cartoons that came out later, and they stopped doing it. And as a kid, you kind of put, if you're not dumb, you put two and two together, and you go, okay, I can see that something's becoming no longer acceptable as society goes on. And then I asked my mom about it. Am I right about this? She's like, there it is. Like, yeah, like, you know, that used to be something that's okay. Now it's not. Yeah. Now, here's the thing. If you don't talk about or if you don't show people those things, does it mean like in two generations, there's going to be a bunch of kids walking around in blackface and people are going to be angry? They're like, you just don't get our generation. We don't know why this is bad. Do you know? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't see it anywhere.
I get it. Yeah.
If you don't have an example to show you, like, this is used to be in the past. We don't do this anymore.
Yeah.
And like, okay, seriously, nobody would have a sports thing called, you know, Nazis, right? Like they wouldn't have a sports brand called Nazis. Like they wouldn't say, here's right. a Nazi shoe. Here's a blah, blah. But we have Spartan gear.
Right. Okay.
Right? And it's because people have forgotten that they're the Nazis of the Greeks. So, you know, like people have forgotten historically the Spartans were the Nazis of ancient Greece, and give it 1,000 years, maybe you'll have Nazi gear coming out from 90 or something.
The Spartans have like Spartan eugenics or something.
They did that. Spartan eugenics? They did. Cause like that part on 300, that was a real thing they would do is when you had a baby away. Born, you would take it to a person that would look over the baby. And if they saw any imperfection they didn't like, they would just throw it over the cliff. Yep. You know, so like
they did that. Oh, that's right. That's at the beginning of that scene in 300. Yeah, and there's like
that's real though. That's what they did.
Really?
Yeah, the Spartans were like biggest like pre-fascist. Like Hitler would go, "Wow, look at these guys!" Like they had a motto for a while that was, "The strong will do what they will, and the weak will suffer what they must." Not the nicest people.
Why were they so romanticized in that film, then?
Because over time, as time goes on, it's like, well, we just see them as a proud warrior. And this is what you see if you look at Thailand and Japan right now. There are stores where you can buy Hitler brand clothing. Because for them, they're like, and sometimes you look in these like interviews that are over there, and they go, and they ask him, you know, why are you in this? They go, well, we don't think he was a good man, but he was a great leader for his country. So that's what we're, you know, it's like, so you can look at the Spartans. Bizarre, hey, did you know the Spartans used to put people inside of brass bowls and then light it on fire so they would cook alive inside the brass bowl? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you don't understand. They were a great warrior race. Like,
what the fuck, man? That's so bizarre, man. Like, God. And then you look at Germany today, where a lot of that Nazi anything, propaganda, you can't, all that shit's illegal unless you're using it for, I think, educational research purposes, I believe.
No, they're like, and no, we're so divorced from by,
that. Yeah, that's so fucking crazy. And I'm just like... You know, and that brings me to this segment that I wanted to try with you guys, and
come inside the train.
Yes,
not the first time you wanted to try a segment with me.
Oh yeah,
shower, Dan. So, get in the shower.
Time to shiza or get off the crapper.
time to ice cream. I don't know.
What all right, so. But here's a few questions I dug up and I wanted to ask the both of you.
I'm doing
The first one is, if you can bring back
any
canceled TV series, which TV show would you choose to bring back and why?
Married with Children.
Dan?
I don't want a pig. I don't want a...
He's going to say Small Wonder.
The first thing that comes to mind is, and I'll think of something else later, but the first thing that comes to mind is Frisky Dingo, but with the current Archer crew doing it. Let's give us season three. Frisky
Dingo?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
Frisky Dingo. That is so fucking old school, man.
I love Frisky Dingo. Like, they only did two seasons on Adult Swim. It's just the goofiest, most insane, dark comedy stuff you could see on Adult Swim. I mean, no, it wasn't the worst dark comedy. The worst dark comedy they did. Oh, there was some real dark stuff they did for a while.
Wow, but Nick.
You want to see Dawson cry again?
Wow. Oh my God. Rick said Muchachitas. Wow. Wow. You guys got to see Muchachitas. It's pretty awesome. But yeah.
If anybody gets to go see, watch Frisky Dingo seasons 1 and 2. They're 15-minute episodes. They're fucking brilliant.
Fuck, man. This was, 2006 when I saw it on, was it Adult Swim?
Yeah, it was Adult Swim. And they did Ski Lab before. Same crew. Yeah. Like, some of the same people did Ski Lab. And then now they're doing Archer.
Archer, yeah.
What about Metalocalypse? Has that been?
Oh man,
is that done? They can bring that back.
I think it's been done, and that's a great fucking
love. Dimmu Borgir.
So the thing is, I have those DVDs. I have those DVDs, but the first season is so hard to watch because the music and the sound effects are here, and all the dialogue, which is the best part of Metalocalypse. Well, I like the music too, but. Is absolutely. Down here. It's so buried. Like, they do that really messed up mastering job. If you watch the first season, and it just, it's like, it's hard because you're trying to hear because the writing was just so good for that.
Oh, I know.
Stubbs copies me.
Well, it was that same year, Stefan, when Frisky Dingo debuted. So did those shows like Metalocalypse debuted that same year. And their final episode aired in 2013 in October.
Yeah, the original Ren and Stimpy also was amazing.
Yeah,
dude, when they brought it back though, What the fuck was that? When Spike TV brought Ren and Stimpy, and they're like, here's what we're going to do. We're going to be completely homophobic and gross for a half hour. Like, we're going to make them sleep in the same bed, you know what I mean, and grind and stuff.
Wow.
And then be like, my nipples ring. Like, it was so bad. It was
what is this Paradise PD that...
I think that's on Netflix. Either Netflix or Amazon.
Paradise PD. I've seen it, yeah. I believe it's... who's in this cast, anyway? Man, no one I'm really familiar with.
Oh, you know what's going to be ending? There's a show that's going to be ending, and I wish it wasn't ending. And it's on Netflix. They have 4 seasons. You get a chance to watch it. Anybody watching, if you haven't seen it, you got to see it. Especially if you like stuff like Narcos. Especially if you like stuff like The Godfather. It's called Queen of the South.
Queen of the South.
That was amazing. Huh?
That was Freddie Mercury.
Queen of the South.
That was Freddie, who works for a drug cartel.
Yeah.
That would be an interesting song.
Cocaine, my friends.
Yeah, would you like some cocaine?
And I can't hit that note.
Yeah, this thing is going on 4 seasons.
Yeah,
and,
Queen of the South.
The hotel thing?
Eh?
So, the what?
Well, you have to go to the 4 seasons to watch
four seasons. The hotel? Are we going to Potters?
Did you want to get rid of
pools? Because I leave it half the time, and then I make jokes.
Well, the Queen of the South, the plot is, while living in the barrio of Jalisco, Mexico, poor Teresa Mendoza falls in love with a member of a successful drug cartel, hoping the love will help her rise above hopelessness she feels in her life. Tana Chaw.
That's really good. That's a really, really good show. She was in Predators. She's in a lot of movies, actually. Oh my goodness.
What's her name? Alice Braga.
Yeah, gorgeous. I think she's Brazilian, actually. I think she's Brazilian.
Yes, she's from
São Paulo, Brazil.
And she's come her upcoming movie is a Suicide Squad.
Yeah,
part of the sequel. Yeah.
You know, there are some
I don't know what she's called.
Brazilian TV personalities. That's just interesting to me. I don't know what it is. Every time someone
always the guy surrounded with beautiful women and the girls are half naked and they're just like, hey.
That reminds me, entertainment news. For those of you who are fans of The Sopranos, and I got lost in the last 2 seasons, but the first 2 or 3 seasons I really liked. They're doing a prequel this year. It's a part of the HBO Max movies. It's called The Saints of Newark or something like that. So if you type in Sopranos 2021 movie, it's a prequel. And it's one of the mafioso movies. It's supposed to talk about the early days of when Tony Soprano, before anybody really knew who he was, and him making his way through the, you know, growing up and through the mafia.
Shows him losing his virginity to a hooker.
Is it the Many Saints of Newark?
That's the one, yes.
Did you say the Many Saints or the Many Sins?
Saints.
The many saints.
Why would they call it about saints? It's about saints. Mafia guys. Like, it's like,
they're all Catholic.
I only killed five people.
They can be forgiven.
Well, they can be forgiven. Yeah, they're Catholic. It's like, it's Catholics. Like, here's what you do if you're Catholic. It's like your sins, like when you sin, you put them on an Etch-a-Sketch. And then you go to church, you say, hey, Father, take this. And he goes, hey!
And then he gives it back. Shit, John Bernthal's in this. Okay,
cool. Yeah. No, there's some really good actors.
Joey Diaz, shout out to Big Coco. Yep. Ray Liotta.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's going to be fire.
Ray Liotta. Awesome.
Oh, yeah. No, it's going to be legit, man. A lot of the legit people from the show that are still alive that you know, they can – it's going to have many people.
Michael Gandolfini plays Tony Soprano.
Young Tony, yep.
What?
Yeah, it's going to be fire,
bro. Surviving son, right?
Or one of his kids, his offspring or grandson or something.
I can't wait for the found footage, like found footage mockumentary of the horror, like on the set. When his dad shows up, just like, where's the chicken at? Like, because that's like, if I was a ghost, I'd look for, like, where's the beer? Like,
oh, geez.
Nick met Ray Liotta. Did you ask him about Chantix?
Chantix.
Did you ask him about Chantix?
Yeah, Ray Liotta had a movie that was really, really good. One of my favorites. It was filmed by the HBO company called No Escape. It had Ernie Hudson and all that. They were trapped. They were sent to that prison island, and one half of the society's trying to get out.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good.
I've seen a clip on it, but I've never actually seen.
Oh, the great film. Movie!
I just watched the 2014 Sin City movie, A Dame to Kill For.
Oh, it was good. Not as good as original, but it's good.
No, I liked it. I didn't love the 2005 Sin City,
but the original was fucking amazing.
It's a masterpiece, and
Ridge one gives me a hard black and white boner. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, there's 2005, 2014. It's like, look at the gap. And I swear, man, Rosario Dawson, that just really does it for me. I kid you not, man. I don't know what it is about that chick, man.
Yeah,
it's like, but even when she was in Kids, do you remember the movie Kids?
And what was she attracted to? Who is she with right now?
I don't know who the fuck is she at. Who is she with?
Are you talking about Rosario Dawson?
I think she's still with Eric Andre.
Who?
Wasn't she with Eric Andre? Yeah.
No. Last I saw her several months ago, she was with that one. She was with that one politician. Oh, no.
She's with Cory Booker.
Yeah, she's with Cory Booker.
That's right.
Yeah, they've been together a long time now.
Wow. Oh, they used to smash Eric Andre and Rosario Dawson. They don't smash no more then, huh?
No,
okay.
She moved up the ladder, not down the ladder.
Are you saying up? No. See, for me, the top would be Eric Andre.
Oh, like, okay,
that's art. Art.
Well, it smells autistic. Like butterscotch, yo.
Wow. All right, so I got another question for you guys.
And is it about bears?
No, this one's actually pretty good, and I want your complete and honest answer. Okay. So, what weird thing would you make socially acceptable if you could? What weird thing would you make socially acceptable if you could? Look at Nick. Shh, it's okay. Me, Casper.
I'm
having sex when you have AIDS.
Uh-oh. I have one thing. So, like, when you play a video game like Grand Theft Auto or Red Dead, and you're like been to that map before, you try to get through it fast, you hit the run button. So, like, you're an adult and you get to run through a city and no one says shit until you slam a door, right? Like, that's when you're a dick. But as you're just running around, nobody says shit. I want to make it socially acceptable for adults to run. Despite the accidents that can happen, that's just enter fucking tainment. Okay, you need to get over it. If you and someone else crash into each other, that's hilarious. We're all gonna laugh, and everything like that. So, I want to make it socially acceptable for adults to run around in public. Like, I really got somewhere to go and just book it like down the street. I want to see the crashes. I like chaos.
I would like to make it socially acceptable for people to touch my old spark in public.
Oh, taking glass, my girl's crack.
Socially acceptable if you could.
What weird thing would you make socially acceptable?
I would like Dutch ovens to be made of love. A Dutch oven.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes,
I know what I would like. Oven. I know what
Dutch oven is when you fart in the blanket, you let it bake in there, and then you pull the blanket over your loved one's head and yell, Dutch oven.
They get mad.
Yes, my wife got very mad.
Oh, man.
I know what I want. That's my daughter. What I want to also make socially acceptable is not adopting every position that a certain group has. To say that you agree with them for the most part, like, you know, like it's socially acceptable. Like someone's like, well, are you like capitalism or communism? Is it okay to like hate a little bit of both? Like, can I just hate? a bunch of both. Actually, can I just hate that? Like, well, do you like democracy or dictatorship? You know, can I just hate like all of it? Like, do I have to choose a side? Can I just hate all the ideas from all the people that say, I should be in charge of other people? No, all those people's ideas fucking suck. Don't listen to people that think they should be in charge of other people.
Socially acceptable. What else?
I would say just going to strip clubs with anyone in your...
Oh, with your, like, family. Kids? What the fuck, Ed?
Okay. See that, honey? That's a working lady. She's fighting for her education.
No, obviously, they got to be 18 and over, but...
Okay, but we've like, heard about...
Like, I go to strip club with my moms, you know what I'm saying?
Ah, I would say the age for drinking should be 18. It should not be 20.
So?
That's something I would change. And I'm going to tell you what. If you can sign up to die for your country, I don't see the point in you not being able to smoke a cigarette or drink some alcohol.
Well, I concur 100%.
Legally, you should be able to drink.
What happened?
If you can have a kid legally, you should be able to drink.
Well, now you understand what other countries, like, for example, in Central and South America, they're the age of consent is probably like what, 16? And I don't even think there's an actual drinking age.
And that's the thing. If you look at the statistics, this was many years ago. I don't know what it is now, but they were saying the average age, and this made me sick in my stomach. The average age that people were having, the kids were having sex in the United States.
Yeah.
It's like an 8, 9 years old.
Wait, are you serious?
Ew, because that's, well, okay, so remember what average means.
Or maybe I said it wrong, but that's what they said.
Average means like we took all these numbers and we added them together and we divided them, right? So like when people say like back in the biblical times, the average age was 35, there were still guys that lived to 60. It's just the average was 35, right? So,
wow. So,
so like the average can be misleading. If you say we're going to take the average of when people do stuff, it can be really misleading in statistics.
Well, okay, maybe I said it wrong. But I know it was something along the lines of the earliest age that people were having sex or exploring sex or getting pregnant was 8 and 9 years old.
I believe it blows my mind.
That's the earliest, disgusting. It's not that bizarre. What happens is like people are like, no, you should, you know, like go hang out. And I'm not going to watch anything because I'm busy with my phone. Mommy's got to continue doing this. I might win us some money.
When I heard that, it made me sick, right? Because my daughter's 8 and I'm about to kill somebody.
Excuse me, you
are not even thinking about doing the sex right now. What are you talking about?
It's funny.
Oh, yeah. Go back on your iPad.
My daughter's going to be a teenager soon. It's like, can this COVID thing just happen for another, I don't know, another decade?
You're 18.
We'll just keep her home. You know, no prom is necessary.
And if you want to go on a date, daddy gets to meet him first.
Yeah. It's like that scene in Bad Boys where the kid comes to the door. Jeez.
You see the new Bad Boys?
Yes. Yeah,
good. Wait, the new Proud Boys.
Yeah,
don't talk about them.
What the hell? What are you talking about, man? You know, that was one of the most successful movies of last year before the COVID lockdown was Bad Boys 3.
Yeah,
over 100.
It was incredible.
Yeah, great movie.
It was incredible.
It was good. Terminator 2 good.
If you like Bad Boys 1 and 2, you'll like it. If you didn't like those, don't watch it.
Bad Boys was all right. Yeah.
It's actually like Will Terminator Smith, 6. Yeah,
the same goddamn character he plays in almost everything.
it's like Terminator 6, Dark Fate. Yes, ooh, Terminator
that
6.
That one I have a love-hate relationship with. And
I just like watching John Connor get blown away. Oh, shit. Spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Call to John.
In a bar,
I know
too,
this right? hurts. Damn. Call to John.
Yeah, 1 and 2, man. 1 and 2 are amazing. After that,
yeah,
each one has something that was cool, but they didn't know how to make it into a good movie. That's the sad thing. Because even the Genesis one that unfortunately gets a lot of hate, which was better than the other two before it, it takes it in a place that, you know, but they have a natural evolution in the movie for Arnold's character. But you know what was better than all the new movies? Watch the TV show. The Terminator TV show, in my opinion,
is it's great.
Awesome.
It's Sarah Connor.
Sarah Connor Chronicles.
For poker.
Yeah.
For poker.
But yeah,
but the That's what they need to do.
They need to have Mike Tyson as the Terminator. Terminator.
You're supposed to do therapy, not your therapist. But well, anyways, gents, on that note, we have reached the end. I thank you again for being on the cast. Again, remind everyone about Thursdays at 8 p.m. It's the OnlyFans live of featuring Dan and Stefan.
Well, this Thursday
is a great job.
Special.
Ivan Drago.
This Thursday we have Rodney Perry from Coming to America too.
That's right.
Really?
He did a part in that, and he's going to come by and hang
comedy
out
jam and talk
about some bullshit. Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yes, he's worked with. If you can think of a comedian that you like, he's most likely worked with him or knows him. On the real, that's not bullshit.
Really.
Yep.
I will definitely be tuning
in. Funny dude, and, man.
I think I've seen him before. I might have seen him open up for someone. I don't know
who. You've seen him in a lot of movies that we grew up watching. I don't have the list off the top of my head. But yeah, he's connected
to the gentleman? What was his name again? I forget.
Rodney Perry.
Rodney Perry.
Yeah. R-O-D-N-E-Y.
Oh, yes. I remember him. Yes, I remember him.
Yeah.
He's been in a lot of shows, man.
Yes. So he's going to be on the podcast tomorrow, and we're going to play one of our caption. How would you describe Ready, Set, Go, Dan?
Well, we do this kind of caption contest where we show pictures and we try to do stuff. Now, the last time we did this, okay, so we always give the person the idea, pick size, date, or and then I do the list at random. Last time it was like three pictures in a row that made Dana have to cover her face. I don't want to be uncomfortable, but there's a little joy in the heart to see someone go, oh no, Dan, too much. It's like it's just a little tiny bit of joy
how far we can push it.
Because I'm just a mall ninja that grew up.
Feel good.
Bam, so,
bam, bam, bam,
bam. Yeah. Well, be sure you tune in, everyone. Also, all my peeps in Australia, New Zealand, and I guess all the Polynesian islands. I mean, they're also showing me love too. Shout out to Alaska. Alaska's showing some love too. I appreciate you guys.
Oh man!
Again, follow Dan Ochoa on IG. Dan Ochoa 79 and Stephen Bowman Comedy. And are those chopsticks? Wow.
No, this is the Asian woman's legs. They open up like chopsticks.
Ooh.
Hey.
Ooh.
Oh, man. Wait, they can't bend at the knees? That's messed up.
Wow.
I'll tell you something real quick before we close. Something that terrified me growing up that was really scary. My old stepdad, Fran, right? You know what he said to me? Do you know what he said, Ed?
What'd he say?
One day, when you take an Asian woman's panties down, her vagina's going to be sideways. Sideways, Dad. Did you hear me?
He said that? Damn.
Terrified.
It's going to be sad. Sideways,
first time
Dan.
I took an Asian sideways, woman's panties down, I was like, oh, I'm scared.
Sideways.
My grandfather told me that they were filled with teeth.
They're what?
That they were filled with teeth.
Holy Lord.
Yeah. And so the first time that I was with the lady, I told her that. She laughed at me. She goes, you could go down there and check if I have teeth. So I went down there and checked. And I look back up and I just look at her and I go, you're right. You don't have teeth, but your gums are in terrible shape.
You got ginger vagina. That's like in your pussy.
Oh, man. On that note, thank you, gents. And peace out.
Peace out.